Craig down, baby.
So when you're finished watching all the Malolo videos online, we've got a break from all the completely serious stuff with our online surfer, Sean Ramaswaram. Sean is the amped up master of the cutbacks, the point breaks, and the digital pipelines. He hangs five for us every week with the Friday Five things to check out online. Before it's trending in the surf, it's on Friday Five. Sean is host of the podcast Sideshow. It comes to you from the same people who make the program Studio 360. And Sean, our ratings have spiked because, you'll have to take my word for this, folks, we both are wearing ties, bro.
Yeah, they can't see them, but we look really good. We should take a selfie.
Last week we did pretty well. You begin with something. Actually, it's all about one of the most amazing and weird songs in the universe, the God Only Knows tune from the Beach Boys,
right,
which has that weird first line.
I may not always love you,
but as long as there are stars above you,
you never need to doubt it.
I'll make you so sure about it.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
BBC Music is relaunching this week, yeah, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And they relaunched with this supremely cheesy but still kind of amazing cover and music video of God Only Knows.
You know, I feel like when the first time this was played for a girl, she must have said, where are you going with this? I may not always love you. Isn't the word for this treacly, though?
I think treacly is the word.
Right.
And, I mean, you're hearing Pharrell, Elton John, Chris Martin, Kylie Minogue. It's ridiculous, the list of people they assembled to do this. And then there's a tiger, and then there's One Direction. So, you know, talent, no talent, it's all there.
All right, the first of the five is popical, but your next thing is topical.
Yeah, so Matter is this newish website that's sort of throwing stuff at a wall to see what sticks. And like most news media, they're covering the protests in Hong Kong. Unlike most news media, they're doing it using mostly just sketches and illustrations. And we're so used to seeing hard news covered with live tweets and photos from the ground and all this stuff that when you see these illustrations, you spend more time with them and they become more compelling because we're not used to seeing news covered that way anymore.
You're reaching, you know, the bottom of the barrel when you go for the honest trailers here.
Yes,
number three.
Switching gears to Michael Bay, who we all love to hate, but maybe secretly love on some level. The Honest Trailer guys from Screen Junkies produced these trailers that this Honest Trailer for Transformers Age of Extinction, the latest Transformers movie, has to be the Citizen Kane of Honest Trailers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf is gone, and neither you nor Bumblebee nor Optimus Prime will care where he went. Instead, settle in with Boston native Texan Cade Yeager, a man fighting against all odds to sound intelligent.
That is a super simplex theater projector. It's very rare.
Who taught you how to solder a circuit? Me. That's what I do.
Oh, and he's also an inventor.
I'm an inventor. This could be a game changer for me.
And Michael Bay will always be employed.
For sure. That movie made $1 billion. And if that makes you lose your faith in humanity, this video will restore all of that faith.
Oh, that's good. Vladimir Putin, always a target on the internet.
Sure. Had a birthday. Someone in one of his apparently legitimate Facebook support groups posted the 12 labors of Vladimir Putin. He's battling U.S. fighter jets, riding a bull, fighting some horses. It's supposed to like boost his image, but it has the total opposite effect. It's surreal, and you end up thinking like, "Wow, this man is just as crazy as we all thought." Maybe
Wait a minute. This is legitimate Facebook support group.
Yes. It was published online, making the rounds, but it came out of a legitimate group. and he's shirtless in at least half of them.
So the 12 labors of Vladimir Putin, that's number four of the five.
Number five? Yeah, so the Musicless music video is exactly what it sounds like.
What?
This guy on YouTube takes music videos, removes the sound, and inserts these, like the sort of diegetic sound that you would have heard on set. You hear grunts, you hear body movement, it's really awkward. It takes something that looks really cool and makes it look really silly. I think we have a clip of the new one for Singing in the Rain. It's Gene Kelly out there in the rain. The source material is so unimpeachable that you just love the scene even more. And it makes you feel a little closer to Gene Kelly hearing all of his grunts and whistles.
So we can get closer to Michael Bay by turning down the sound?
I get closer to Michael Bay by watching The Rock, which is actually an okay movie.
Thanks for five this weekend. I'll be having my fun with it, too.
Okay, thank you.
Sean Ramaswaram is host of the podcast Sideshow. Check out the list of five things you might have missed online by going where else? TheTakeaway.org.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.